Welcome to the July issue of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Our guest today is Miss Elise Ackerman Castleberry, who is the Community and Economic Development Director, which oversees the planning department in the Delta County Commissioner's Administration. Elise, since I believe this is the first time you have come up to be interviewed on KVNF on this program, and we do thank you for taking the time to come up and talk to us, I wish you would give us a brief outline of exactly what you do and what is the Community and Economic Development Director's, what are their or your responsibilities, and what does the planning department do in general presumably under the direction of the county commissioners? And I assume this is an established county department or department in the county administration, and you might tell if this is something that is established by the state legislature, do other counties have it, and so on. That's what I'd like you to talk about for a few moments, and then I've got a couple of other specific questions to talk to you about. So it's all up to you.
Great. I'll start with talking about what the planning department is. So the planning department has been a department in the county for many years, and it's through the planning department that the county reviews land use requests that come in front of them. So if somebody has a piece of land and they want to subdivide it, they have to come through the planning department. The planning department also oversees the county's master plan, and hopefully we'll talk about the master plan update shortly. That is a vision document that helps guide our planning commission and the county commissioners when they're making those land use decisions. The planning department oversees some other practical things, such as addressing and access permits, so that people that are looking to build a home or do something else on their property, they can come in for an address on that property. The community development and economic development director position that I am in for the county is to some degree a reimagining of the planning director position.
Are you appointed by the county commissioners? Or are you elected?
I'm actually hired by the county, and that's the county administrator that makes that decision. Yeah, hires and within the administration.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a employment appointment position. This position is really a reimagining of what has been the planning director position over the years, and is designed to oversee those land use functions, but also recognize that as a priority for the county right now is economic development. And oftentimes land use and economic development end up going hand in hand. And so my job is to be able to help the county both in community development needs around the county, so things like, you know, what people want to do with their property, but also try to help the county in their role in economic development. If you think about economic development broadly, if you have a business that wants to come to unincorporated Delta County, at some point in time, they're probably going to have to go through the planning department. So the idea is to be working with them on the front end rather than the back end of what they're trying to do.
We'll be talking about one specific instance or example of that in a few minutes. Actually, I dealt with your people some years ago. Mm-hmm. I had 60 acres and I split it.
Okay.
And sold off 30, and so I had to go through the usual split sort of thing.
And you asked if some of that is guided by state statute, and it is actually. So counties are required to have subdivision regulations for the for people to split land, and anything smaller than 35 acres requires county review and approval. Anything where you're dividing it into larger than 35 acre pieces of property actually doesn't require county review. So,
okay. And you say, does each county in the state have something similar to this of what you do?
Yeah, each county has something similar because all counties are required by state statute to oversee at least subdivision.
Right.
There are a lot of other land use related things that counties can do, and not all counties have everything, but everybody has at least some form of a planning department.
Okay. So tell us just in general, how is the master plan or the revision of it and so on coming? How are things going?
You know, a lot of work is going on right now.
I'm sure it's a tremendous amount of work.
It is a tremendous amount of work. And so we are really still at the very early phases of it. The very first part of the process was hiring a consultant, and then that consultant working to do a bunch of research and gather all the data and information that they needed. We've now entered the public input process, and we're in the very early stages of that public input process. We had vision meetings in May, and we are now doing a survey and also gathering additional input from people that want to participate in our online forum. And just gathering this initial input, the idea behind it is to get a broad sense of what community members in the county want to see happen in the county, what they love, what they wish for, what they fear, what they're concerned about. And from that initial gathering of information, we'll be able to begin talking about common themes and common issues in greater detail.
I want to get your comment on a very current and active, I gather, specific example of community development and particularly planning and so on. I refer to the Bowie Resource thing up the valley here. When Bowie Resource ceased their mining operation, there were silos up the valley from Paeonium, which I believe were removed. And at the time, Bowie Resource was operating or using this land under a dictate of the Planning Commission that they were to return the property in question to its original natural state. Am I correct so far?
So that requirement that they return it to its natural state is actually through the state, through the Division of Mining and Reclamation,
that requirement.
Yeah.
There is a gentleman, if I understand it, Mr. Mark Levin of Paeonia Holdings, LLC, who has either leased or bought this particular property. And his business is reclaiming and, I presume, selling and buying used mine equipment. And he is proposing to make this particular property into a salvage yard for this equipment. And this will, if this were to go through, it would involve a lot of trucks bringing in a lot of equipment and so on. In order to do this, the land use permit for this property would have to be changed to permit this type of operation. And I believe he or someone else associated with him something has applied for such a change. There is apparently considerable opposition to people who own surrounding or nearby land, as well as other people even closer to Paeonia, because they feel that this would eventually become a major junkyard. And this change in the regulation regarding use of this property is, I believe, up before the county commissioners for decision at the present time. Have I roughly stated the situation correctly?
I think that's a good general overview of okay. at least the issues that are out there. The application actually isn't in front of the county commissioners yet.
It's coming.
It's coming. And right. it still has to go through the planning commission. That's really the next step. And we've actually scheduled and canceled that meeting a couple of times now as the applicant has been working with our office to begin to address the comments that have been received by the public and provide additional information. There were a lot of questions, and those questions need to be answered for the Planning Commission to be able to review it. And I don't know if he's purchased or leased it yet, or if I don't know those details. I get to plead ignorance for a little bit here as I'm relatively new to the county, and this application preceded me starting. So I'm not familiar with the intimate details of it. But the Planning Commission is the next review that will happen. And county staff is working with the applicant to get it ready for that Planning Commission meeting. Comments have been coming in via, writing at the community meetings that have happened. And then there will be another opportunity at the Planning Commission for public input there as well. And all of that will happen before it goes in front of the county commissioners.
Will you be involved in this, in the decision, do you think?
I won't be directly involved. So we have a contract planner that has been working for the county for the last several months. And the contract planner is focusing on applications like this, and so that I can focus on the master plan and the trails plan and a couple other things that we are working on. So we've got a little bit of a division of responsibility at the moment. But that being said, I think that the county overall, myself included, our staff's job is to help ensure that we have a good process in place yeah. so that everybody can participate in it.
If this junkyard project were to go into reality, into effect, the people opposing it are saying that having a junkyard on the highway at the entrance to Paonia might jeopardize all the agri-tourism that has grown up around there, all the wineries and fruit businesses. And that it might jeopardize the scenic byway designation for the highway from Paonia to Carbondale. The board of the West Elk Scenic Byway Commission has indicated in writing that the North Fork Valley may lose its designation as part of the scenic byway if a commercial or light industrial use for a salvage yard is approved by the county because the use is not compatible with their guidelines. That's part of their argument. On the other hand, it's rumored that the county commissioners would be happy to have anything, including a junkyard, going in there that would pay higher property taxes and generate more revenue for the county. So there apparently there's a big fight looming. And it will be up to the county commissioners to make a decision on this. Do we want more business in the county? And if so, does that take precedence over some of the negative factors and so on and so on?
So, I don't think any of us can say what the commissioners are or aren't going to do because it hasn't been brought in front of them yet.
Understood.
And, in fact, they work hard to not get involved in these conversations on the front end because of requirements around providing a fair, open process.
Understood.
So without assuming what they may or may not do, at the end of the day, we have a set of codes and regulations in place, and the commissioners are going to have to weigh whether or not this application meets those existing requirements. And those requirements don't speak to all of the concerns that have been raised. And so I don't know what they'll do to find a balancing act between those. But at the end of the day, we do have to look at our codes and our regulations. And the county has to do its best to approve or deny projects based on what's in our codes and regulations. So I would encourage everybody that's involved in the conversation to make sure to touch base with our special development regulations and review those and really ground their input in those, because that's what's going to guide the county commissioners as much as everything else. There's a lot of information that they're going to have to take into consideration.
If you happen to join us a few minutes after the beginning of this program, you're listening to the Delta. You're listening to the July issue of the Delta County Commissioner's Report, and our special guest today is Miss Elise Ackerman Castleberry, who is the director of the Community and Economic Development. Is director for Community and Economic Development, and she oversees the Delta County Planning Department. Okay, this and what we have just been talking about is this issue of a possible or probable application to the county commissioners for a change in the land use governing the old silo property of Bowie mining up, what's this, north or east of Paonia, and making it into what they will describe apparently as a salvage yard for mining equipment, but everybody is saying it's going to be, in reality, a big junkyard. And so we'll see how this pans out. We'll undoubtedly talk more about this on future programs as there are developments. Getting back to your own function, and after all, we had you up here to talk about your what you do. Give us an example or a couple of examples of recent planning department issues that you are faced with, and how you how you approach them, and so on. Just talk about what you do.
Well, and talking about actually that Paonia Holdings application is really a good example. So Delta County and the way that it approaches planning is in a pretty minimalistic way. If you look at what other counties do, not all counties, but many counties.
And you might mention zoning, too, as you go along.
Exactly. So other counties tend to have a lot more planning functions. Delta County is pretty minimalistic. So on a day-to-day basis, what that means is that when people are coming to Delta County or that are already here and wanting to do something, whether it's a business, whether it is as simple as carving off a couple of acres so that their child can build a home on the family property, whatever it might be that they're looking to do, they're going to come to the planning department. And the tools that we have available to work with right now are subdivision regulations and our special development regulations. And those special development regulations are really designed to address the things that people want to do that are other than agricultural uses or residential uses. And there are a couple of exceptions within the agricultural uses, which everybody is very familiar with the confined feeding animal operations, which is the chicken houses. Those are some of the exceptions within agriculture where you've got to come into the county for approval. Most agricultural operations, though, are exempt from any kind of county review. But if somebody wants to come in, whether it's to do something industrial or if they want to come in and build a retail business that's not inside one of the cities, they're going to have to go through that special development process. And right now, when somebody comes to us and says, we want to come and build something, can we do it? Our answer is maybe. In other communities, because of the more complex tools that they have in place, they're better able to guide people to say whether or not they can do certain things in different places. And that's not just zoning. There are other kinds of land use tools as well. There's zoning, there are overlay districts, there are sub-area plans. There's any number of ways to go about implementing planning tools. We really don't have a lot at our disposal. So if somebody wants to come in today and do something, the answer is maybe. And we are being told by the development community, by the business community, that that is a disincentive for doing business in Delta County.
It used to be that there was a prevailing feeling that the county was really against business and development.
Right.
And whether that was exaggerated, whether it was true, I don't know. But I remember that being a really pervasive thing some years ago when we used to talk about similar things as this on this program and other programs here. What in your opinion, and I'm not holding to anything, what in your opinion do you feel the county is pro-business or anti-business?
I think that these county commissioners are very pro-business and want to see smart economic development happen in this county, but it's very difficult to do that in an environment where we can't be definitive in our response to people that are coming and asking inquiries. I've got a gentleman that came to us recently that wanted to do a brewery, essentially, but really more in line with like what our wineries are doing with their tasting rooms. And it was really hard to help him understand that he most likely could do what he wanted to do, but I couldn't guarantee it 100% until he really was able to make an application to us. And it was frustrating for him because he wanted to just know whether or not he was safe making an investment in purchasing property. And the answer was probably, but you've got to go a little further with us down the road before we can give you that definitive answer.
Do you feel that the current regulations are, say, up to date, are realistic or need change, or are they good?
My opinion is going to change, I think, over time as I learn more. But right now, updating this master plan is critical because it's going to help us understand the scope of issues in front of us. And from that, I think we can begin to better evaluate our existing regulations to decide whether or not changes do need to be made. I do feel pretty strongly right now that our processes need to be improved at a minimum. I don't know if our regulations need to change or if they're adequate. Maybe they just need tweaking. Maybe they need completely overhauling. I don't know that yet, but I do know that our processes need improving. We need to be able to give people that are wanting to come to our county and make investment a more clear path forward. And we need to give our community a more effective way for participating in that process.
And where will these improvements come from? Will it come from the county commissioners and so on? Or is this something that goes up to the state to change, or how will, if we get improvements or let's say get changes, where will they come from? Where do they have to come from?
They come right here from within the county.
Yeah.
And ultimately the county commissioners approve that. But what we're trying to do right now through the master plan process is begin a conversation that starts at the ground level and works its way up. And I don't know what that'll look like in the end either. But we do want to move forward in evaluating how we're doing business with solid grounding in what our community is saying. And we are hearing the broad spectrum. We, you know, hear, pick an issue, and we are hearing both ends of that issue and everything in between. And
well, that's good. That's healthy, right?
It is healthy. And our job is to figure out how to find a way forward through all of that.
Do you think the revision of the master plan is going to be a big fight, or is it going to go? How do you feel?
I think that it's going to be challenging because of the diversity of opinion that we have. And we're going to be working towards finding a common ground.
Is the updating or the change in it, is this, I hate to be so simplistic, but is it good or bad?
I think it's good. Yeah. I think any kind of community conversation, even if it's challenging, is good. And we need that. We need to be able to provide that opportunity for people to engage. And I think it's valuable for different opinions to sit at a table and talk together. And that's what this master plan does. It provides that opportunity. We're at the beginning of the input process, and I hope that everybody out there takes an opportunity to go to our website, which is deltacountyplan.com, and sign up for updates so that you can stay informed of what we're doing. We're going to be using that as the clearinghouse for all information.
How long is this going to take, do you think?
Overall, it's going to be about a year-long process from when we started. Our goal is to be adopting something this next winter.
This coming winter.
In, you know, December, January.
Yeah.
At the same time, we also have a trails master plan that is going on, and people will start to see information about that. We're going to have some open houses coming up in August on that. And Jeff Wright was here a few weeks ago, or last month, I understand. He's going to be doing an emergency management plan, and all of these plans tie together and become really good tools for the county to use in everything we're doing, whether it's land use, whether it's policy making, whether it's applying for grants, they become really valuable tools, and all of them are designed to be rooted in community input.
Well, I'm sure that we'll be talking a lot more about this.
I hope so.
And we certainly hope to have you back again to give us periodic updates and so on. I think I'm most impressed of the way you've been able to explain it in simple terms that we can understand. And it's been a great, in my opinion, contribution to the July Delta County Commissioner's Report. So we all want to thank you, Elise. This is Elise Ackerman Castleberry, who is the Director of the Community and Economic Development, is responsible as a Director for Community and Economic Development, and she oversees the Planning Department in the Office of the Delta County Commissioners.
Great.
So thank you again for hauling up here and talking to us, and we'll, I'm sure, revert to this as there are new developments and as time goes by, and hopefully talk about it maybe before winter comes, before final decisions are made.
My great pleasure to do that. I would appreciate that.
For KVNF, I'm Felix Belmont.